To Americans, punctuality is a way of showing respect for other people's time. Being more than 10 minutes late to an appointment usually calls for an apology and maybe an explanation. People who are running late often call ahead to let others know of the delay. Of course, the less formal the situation, the less important it is to be exactly on time. At informal get-togethers, for example, people often arrive as much as 30 minutes past the appointed time. But they usually don't try that at work. American lifestyles show how much people respect the time of others. When people plan an event, they often set the time days or weeks in advance. Once the time is fixed, it takes almost an emergency to change it. If people want to come to your house for a friendly visit, they will usually call first to make sure it is convenient. Only very close friends will just drop in unannounced. Also, people hesitate to call others late at night for fear they might be in bed. The time may vary, but most folks think twice about calling after 10 p.m. To outsiders, Americans seem tied to the clock. People in some Eastern cultures value relationships more than schedules. In these societies, people don't try to control time, but to experience it. Many Eastern cultures, for example, view time as a cycle. The rhythm of nature, from the passing of seasons to the monthly cycle of the moon, shapes their view of events. If they have wasted some time or let an opportunity pass by, they are not very worried, knowing that more time and opportunities will come in the next cycle. But Americans often want to jump at the first opportunity. They are unwilling to stand by idly and give up the opportunity. The early American hero, Benjamin Franklin, expressed that view of time like this. Do you love life? Then do not waste time, for that is the stuff life is made of.
According to the passage, when people are late in America, what do they do? According to the passage, what do Americans do after the time for an appointment is fixed? How do people in some Eastern countries view relationships and schedules? According to the passage, why aren't some Eastern people worried if they let an opportunity pass by? What was Benjamin Franklin's view of time?